You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Around the 8th of August every year, there's a real opportunity for you to tap straight into some incredible energetic essences. There is an energy portal that is due to open up in the early part of August. It opens up every year on and around the same date, and it's known as the Lion's Gate Portal. This is one of the most significant energy events that takes place every year. The high frequency beams that come through this portal make it easier for Earth's inhabitants to receive upgrades, updates, downloads and higher wisdom and knowledge. And when this Lion's Gate alignment happens, because that's what it is, there's an intense surge of light which awakens DNA, it activates the human energy field, and it transmits high vibrational frequencies and codes of awakening. It's a major influx of beneficial cosmic energy. The Lion's Gate portal is considered a gateway. It's a gateway into the higher realms of consciousness. And it's believed that during this time, special higher frequencies shower down upon us here on planet Earth. And these frequencies arrive directly from the spiritual star Sirius, and they make their way directly towards us. We're directly aligned to receive whatever energetic frequencies come our way. And they are super amplified during the Lion's Gate portal. These special higher frequencies are beamed down onto us from Sirius, and the aim, quite deliberately, is to help advance the human race and further raise the consciousness of everything on the planet. I don't know about you, but I feel it's needed at the moment more than ever. We could certainly use all that help. The Lion's Gate portal is created by a celestial alignment. The Sun, Sirius, and the planet Earth move to specific points in the celestial sky. At the time of producing this show for you, the Lion's Gate portal is just about to begin. That alignment's about to start. The process of opening is underway. And as soon as the process begins, the Earth will start to be showered with increasing amounts of high vibrational fairy dust. I hope you're going to put a date in your diary now to remind you to tap right into that cosmic super shower. The portal begins to open as the planet Earth and the two stars all start to line up in the run-up to August the 8th. Then, after the main event, which happens on the 8th of August itself, when the planet and the stars are in perfect alignment, the energies start to reduce down again because the planet Earth and the two stars are gliding on their way. I'm not sure what this Lion's Gate is going to set in motion this year, but it's the first Lion's Gate since the major gateway of the 22nd of February, which happened earlier this year. And so something's going to happen. I usually get an idea of how long the effects of whatever it is that's kickstarted around the time of the Lion's Gate portal is. And actually, I have no idea at all this year, none at all. I'm not able, as I would normally do, to put a specific time on it. So I'm keeping my options open. I know that we're looking at August and we're certainly looking at all of September as well. I think the best thing is, as with everything nowadays, let's just wait and see. So during this time then, what energy benefits can you expect? Why is it worth putting the date of the Lionsgate portal on August the 8th in your diary? During the entire phase of the Lionsgate portal, it's going to be much easier for you to access higher frequencies and higher vibrational realms. So anything you do that's going to help open up your energy field is going to feel more easeful. Meditations will be more profound. Astral travelling might be more accessible to you. Connections and communications with angelic realms, ascended masters, messengers of light, loved ones from the other side, divas, earth spirits. It's an easy upscaling of what your energetic sensitivity is generally. It's going to be amplified right up to the highest rate it can be for where you are at the moment. And your energy frequency, what's lovely about it, is it's actually being raised naturally, and you'll easily surround yourself with your spiritual support network. So it's going to be really wonderful. The Lionsgate portal is also a perfect time for healing deep wounds, which, to be honest, are what we're surrounded by at the moment. Our own wounds, the wounds of those around us in our family and our peer groups, the wounds of our communities, the wounds that are in our systems. Now, in case you haven't tuned into one of my shows before, my name's Amanda Nelson and I'm a master energist. So let me give you a very quick update to what's been happening, just to give you a bit of context. This year appears to be increasingly turbulent, doesn't it? It's really unsettling, actually. But it's all relating to a big event that I mentioned earlier in the show, back on the 22nd of February. There was a huge influx of vibrational changes that arrived on that particular day. And they've set new major cycles of change and transformation in motion. And although it may seem like to you and me that February is a long way off in human terms, in truth, what we're entering into is really just getting started. We're currently in the immediate aftermath of a main ascension, an up-leveling of our entire energy frequency and how we blend with it, how we tap into it. And we've been talking about this particular ascension, the dawning of this new age in spiritual communities. We've been talking about it for many, many years. And this particular ascension event is now going to have kick-started lots of other ascension events. And those events are going to be continuing for thousands of years to come. So spiritual ascension is a kind of spiritual awakening. It's an energetic evolution. It's a process which involves shedding the old self and experiencing an inner rebirth. And the planet Earth is ascending. Her vibration is increasing because as you ascend, the vibration always increases. She's evolving herself. The planet is currently shedding her old self and going through a kind of rebirth. And we inhabit planet Earth. And so inevitably, as the planet Earth's energy rises and ascends, so must ours. Our energy is compelled to follow suit. Lots of people in my inner circle talk about spiritual ascension in terms of being upgraded, rebooted, or being elevated into some kind of higher vibrational frequency, as if we feel at home there. And that's right. All of these terms are a brilliant way of describing an inner evolution and the expansion of your mind and your heart and a greater connection to our inner soul and the vast consciousness that there is. We're all going through that though together at the moment, aren't we? Inside of us, our family, our friends, our communities, our beliefs, our values, our systems are all evolving. People are questioning a lot. New ideas are shining through And we're going through what could turn out to be an intense period of change. Spiritual ascension is very much about reaching new heights and transcending old limiting habits, those limiting beliefs or older mindsets or just generally older ways of being. So that means that while for many people ascension focuses on implementing this spiritual lifestyle we've been learning and practicing for so long, you know, like breath work, being able to meditate, working with sound vibrations, being able to eat clean, dress clean, make sure that our lifestyle is cleaner, right? It's also clearly not going to be a bed of roses, or we would not have been accumulating an array of coping strategies and mechanisms. So ascension inevitably is about shedding low vibrational stuff that has remained embedded in our energy field, whether that's us personally, that beyond us, or even in the planet herself. So what's unsettled? Well, what's being unsettled at the moment whenever there's an influx of high vibration is things like the lower vibrational energies, things you'd relate to as shame, guilt, depression, apathy, anger, fear, sorrow, grief, you know, betrayals, bitterness, resentments. I mean, I don't need to go on. All of those are fairly low vibrational. And what we're trying to do is become higher vibrational. As we're compelled to become higher vibrational, then the lower vibrations are simply not a match for us and they're shaken out of our energy field. And so therefore, as you become higher vibrational, all of these low vibrational things step forward really to be dealt with. Whatever experience created those emotional shadows, let's call them that, in your life, will most likely flare up during an ascension period. And if they have not been fully and finally reconciled before this period of ascension started, well, they are going to be flaring up now. I wonder whether or not what we have felt over the last 2 or 3 years has been inner versions of dealing with these emotional shadows. And now we're seeing it more on a communal, governmental, territorial kind of basis. You'll have to email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com, and let me know what you think. So I think we've been caught in the crossfire between the rebalances of masculine and feminine energies as well over the last few years. And it's worth mentioning, especially as we have the first Lionsgate portal that's coming up after this major gateway, this kind of stargate that opened up back in February. So for the last 2,500 years, we've been in an increasingly masculine paradigm, masculine energies. They're about force and hierarchy and dominance and competition and linear-based thinking. And these are all great qualities, don't get me wrong. Without them, we might not get enough done. But the masculine has kind of become too far out of balance with the feminine. Masculine and feminine are supposed to be dynamics that work in harmony and balance with each other. So in order to redress that balance, what we need is a bit more of the female dynamic. So the female energies would be of power. Female is no less powerful than the masculine. But whereas the masculine is about force and hierarchy and dominance and competition and linear-based thinking, the divine feminine energy is not. It's about community and cooperation and compassion and a magical alchemical type of thinking that, although it might seem a bit chaotic in some ways whilst it's in process, and although it relies heavily on a belief that what may happen will be perfect and beautiful and right in every event once the dust settles, well, what we know about the emergence after a rebalancing with the dynamic divine feminine energies is there's a kind of a perfection and harmony that emerges. The divine feminine is unbounded potential that contains energy of miracles and magic. It's creative, Now, I believe in the miraculous magic that's born from this more feminine energy, and I'm coming to realize that to truly ascend, we all need to willingly step away from only the masculine paradigm and find that balance within ourselves. You know, step away from the masculine paradigm, step away from some of its narrative, just for enough time to enable us to feel that divine feminine energy for a while, and the potential of the new way of doing things, you know, to have a chance to step into the light for a while and allow ourselves to see and experience in a slightly different way. Around the 8th of August every year, there is a real opportunity for you to tap straight into some incredible energetic essences. Let's have a short music break and then I'll pick up in a minute or two.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. To love you, still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is a fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love. Still, like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Around the 8th of August every year, there's a real opportunity for you to tap straight into some incredible energetic essences. There's an energy portal that is due to open up in the early part of August, August the 8th. It opens up every year at the same time, and it's known as the Lion's Gate Portal. This is one of the most significant energetic events that takes place every year. The Lion's Gate portal is considered a gateway into the higher realms of consciousness, and it's believed that during this time, special higher frequencies shower down upon us here on the planet Earth. And these frequencies arrive directly from the spiritual star Sirius, and they make their way directly towards us. We are directly aligned, you see, to receive whatever energetic frequencies come our way from this star. They're super amplified. These special frequencies are beamed down upon us, and the aim is actually to help advance the human race and further raise the consciousness of the planet Earth. The Lion's Gate portal involves three key players. Okay, first the star on our doorstep, the sun. Then there's our home planet, the Earth. And thirdly, the star that has been known for eons as our spiritual sun, Sirius. Sirius has been revered by many ancient cultures as a place of higher consciousness, and it's commonly believed that higher frequency beings still inhabit Sirius, and that it's home to the purest type of love. It's my belief that from time to time, cosmic influences combine and they produce favourable energies for those of us on this planet. And this has the potential to be happening now. We need this favourable energy to flood straight down. So why don't we celebrate the wonderful energies emanating from a well-respected spiritual star and believe that they are being beamed straight at us in order to benefit us in multiple ways at this time. Did you know ancient shamanic tribes, they actually believed that Sirius was the gateway to heaven and that our souls go there once we depart from our physical bodies? And in the ancient Aramaic language, the word for heaven and the word for universe are pretty much synonymous. So Sirius could be a universal gateway that our ancient elders knew all about. Even though the Lion's Gate event reaches its fullness on the 8th of August, it's actually set in motion in July. So we are in the midst of it already, and it's going to continue well after August the 8th too, and into maybe even the earliest part of September. The merging of the energies between Sirius and our own sun begins early July. The sun and Sirius align in the cosmic landscape, and they seem to join up from our view of them if we were to look up at them from planet Earth. Now, as I've already mentioned, the alignment of Sirius and the sun creates energetic frequencies that are really auspicious in many ways. And I'd like to add that our sun is upgraded by the higher vibrational Sirian energy whenever that alignment takes place. The romantic in me also loves that as the two stars align, they pause a while in the cosmos, just long enough to swap messages and solar secrets. Fabulous. Now the star on our doorstep, the sun itself, being bathed in glorious Sirian light energy, is able to share that energy, passing high frequency beams directly to planet Earth and in turn making them available to you and to me. These high frequency beams make it easier for Earth's inhabitants to receive upgrades, updates, downloads, higher wisdom and knowledge. And when the Lionsgate alignment happens, there's an intense surge of light which awakens our DNA. It activates the human energy field and it transmits high vibrational frequencies and all sorts of codes relating to awakening. So how can you make good use of this auspicious energy? Well, first, make sure that you've got it written in your diary that it's happening, just as a reminder. Second, look to your heart. Open it up wide. Go to that chakra. Open it right up if you can. Allow love to flow into the heart chambers and out from its chambers. Allow love to flow into the chakra and out from the chakra into your entire energy field and then beyond it. And if there is stuff that you are holding on to in your heart, maybe this is a good time to let it go. This may be the perfect opportunity to do that heart cleansing, to remove any remaining blockages that may have been there preventing further ascension on your part, energies blocking you, or energies that are somehow standing in your way. During the Lionsgate portal, protect your heart, protect your third eye. That's the chakra that's in the center of the temple of your forehead. Meditate often and allow yourself to be open and to receive any intuitive messages and insights that may help you to be guided along your pathway. And I'm going to, in order to help you even further, I'm putting a circle of protective light energy around you so that you can be sure that your energy field is super protected. Good luck with the Lionsgate portal, and I'll see you on the other side.
Mountains in our way, But we climb a step every day. Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lift us up where we belong, far from the world we know, where the clear winds blow. Time goes by, no time to cry. Lies you and I a lot today. Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lift us up where we
that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life. You can find out more about me, my courses, and Future Self Energetics at my lifestyle website, beyondthegoldenegg.com. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at Ask Amanda Nelson. Focus on the quality of the energy in your energy field. Focus on your entire energy field every single day, because a great energy field has the potential to change anything. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.